Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, May 17. Coming up, New Kingston to be declared Jamaica's first smart city, Tosbend sewage system to be relocated, and 750 students to benefit from PCJ internship program. The news in detail after the break.
This Labor Day, May 23, let's join hands and hearts in harmony to make Jamaica a better place for all of us. Ramp it up. Help build ramps in our schools and health centers to make them more accessible. Fix it up. Clean up, repair, and beautify our schools and health centers. Register your projects now at dis.gov.jm or email labourday@mcges.gov.jm. Call 978-7654 for details. Labor Day 2018. Ramp it up. Fix it up. Our schools, our health centers, our responsibility.
Fix it up, you know. Now the news. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley has announced that New Kingston is to be declared Jamaica's first smart city. Dr. Wheatley says the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, has already begun work implementing a smart grid and intelligent lighting system in the area. He adds that the next phase of the project will see the rollout of an intelligent Wi-Fi platform along the Knutsford Boulevard corridor.
In short order, Mr. Speaker, I will be tabling for cabinet consideration an MOU between the Government of Jamaica and Cisco Systems to implement a proof of concept to demonstrate this intelligent Wi-Fi platform. This approach will open numerous opportunities for local companies and innovators to provide new and enhanced services to anyone doing business, traveling through, or dining along the Knutsford Boulevard.
Dr. Wheatley was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament earlier this week. He says the goal is to establish an intelligent corridor in New Kingston where people can safely use their devices to connect to high-speed internet free of cost. The Tosbend sewage system in St. Catherine is to be relocated as part of targeted capital projects to be carried out by the National Water Commission, the NWC. The capital projects are being facilitated by a $15 billion local bond facility established by the NWC. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation with responsibility for the NWC, Carl Samuda, has welcomed the decision to relocate the Tosbend sewage system, noting that it will significantly benefit the central St. Catherine community and surrounding areas.
You're going to divert the sewage from Tosbend and that area to Horizon Park, which will make a tremendous difference to the entire community. It simply couldn't stand like that.
Minister Samuda was speaking at a press briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister earlier this week. Meanwhile, the government is being commended for recent initiatives aimed at securing the country's economic independence. Chief Executive Officer of NCB Capital Markets, Stephen Gooden, says the NCB Financial Group is giving its full support to the decisions, including the creation of an oversight body to strengthen the fiscal responsibility framework.
I must take this opportunity to commend the government on the recent engagement of former IMF advisor David Marson to provide technical support to the Bank of Jamaica on the non-banking sector. This and the recent announcement to explore the establishment of a fiscal council post the IMF standby agreement are welcomed.
Mr. Gooden was speaking at a press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister earlier this week to announce the bond facility for the NWC, which is being facilitated by NCB Capital Markets. David Marston is to lead the Bank of Jamaica in focusing on a revised investment framework for the non-bank financial sector, while creating opportunities for improved access to credit and financial services to support business and entrepreneurial activity. Meanwhile, the Independent Fiscal Council will monitor Jamaica's fiscal rules following the conclusion of the standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund. And 750 high school students are set to benefit from a Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica PCJ internship program aimed at equipping them with marketable skills. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the program will cover tuition, room and board, transportation, and an individual stipend for each student. Dr. Wheatley says the students will be trained in three batches of 250 at the University of Technology, UTEC.
Over a three-week period, participants will be trained in the areas of engineering, business, hospitality and tourism management, renewable energy, entrepreneurism, robotics, and information technology. Our vision and our plan is for participants to ultimately transition to their communities to apply their newly acquired practical skills in gainful employment.
Dr. Wheatley was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.